get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
It's another great day to be a Husky here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Michigan Tech basketball is home this weekend with the women's team hosting the Midwest Regional at the SDC Gymnasium. The men's team is on the road. They will be in the national tournament as well in Kentucky. And the Michigan Tech hockey team is home for the first round of the WCHA playoffs. That's what you got going for Michigan Tech sports, plus tennis and everything else, too.
Is that all?
Lots of stuff going on, and some overlap, but not as much as a lot of people would expect in this situation. And I guess we can be thankful for that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to obviously the weekend, and it's going to be a crazy weekend. We know we have probably our busiest weekend of the year with the home events, you know, postseason events in our building, and unfortunately have to go head to head against each other on Saturday. But and we're doing it with some of our student workers and our students on spring break. So that's the other bummer about the whole thing. But it is what it is, and we'll get through it. And obviously happy to be having both events at home. Obviously hockey, first time we've done that in 22 years, and you know, I'm pumped because I actually get to see home playoff hockey. I was going to be on the road with the basketball teams. Now we get to be at home, and obviously that's a huge deal as well to host the Midwest region. You know, there's not too many teams that have done that, especially done it three times in a six-year span. Yeah. And, you know, our women's basketball program has been just an unbelievably successful program over the last 25 years, but especially in the last, you know, 8 to 10 years, you know, we've had some unbelievable teams and Elite Eight appearances, those type of things.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We can't wait. Brian Brewster, the trainer, one of the trainers for Michigan Tech, the head trainer, will be in with us too, chatting with him, picking his brain a little bit, and we'll have some stuff about that, and who knows what else we might have for you. It's all part of Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll be back with some of the coaches, but right now, weather brought to you by Superior Service.
Bang! Blowouts happen. No. You control your stop to the side of the road, and the nerve-wracking white-knuckle driving subsides. Now what do? Take a deep breath and call Superior Service. That's right, dial 482-7666. Superior Service is there to help you out 24-7. Recovery is easy. All major road plans are accepted, and even if you don't have a road plan, Superior Service rates are lower than a limbo dancer. Call Superior Service at 482-7666.
Today's going to be mostly sunny. We'll see a high around 48 degrees with southwest winds at 5 to 15 becoming westerly in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies, low around 26. For tomorrow, partly cloudy and cooler with a high around 38. West winds blowing at 5 to 15. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low around 23. Thursday, mostly cloudy, high around 42. For Friday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of a few rain showers and a high around 40 degrees. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Mix 93 WKMJ, we are all set to continue on with Michigan Tech Huskies Drive Time. At 26 minutes before the top of the hour, we have head coach Kevin Luke with us, and they have made the NCAA tournament. Congratulations, Coach. That must have been quite a relief and just a very joyous occasion when you saw your name being put on the brackets.
Yeah, you know, it was the last one in the region chosen, Dirk, and it was a little nerve-wracking as a lot of people have gone through, but with that being said, we're really excited. We got a second life, if you will, and the guys deserve it because we've had a good season, and it'll be an exciting time. We're looking forward to gearing up here, getting it going, and getting down to Bellarmine and trying to represent again.
Coach, I want you to tell us, if you could, how confident you were that you were going to be getting in. As I had talked to Bittner earlier, and he had said, you know, he was just very cautiously optimistic, is the way he put it, that you guys were going to get in. Where were you at that before it actually happened?
Well, I think pretty much the same point. Having been on that committee before, and actually having been the chair of that committee before, you know, you have an idea. Of course, numbers change, and, you know, people change slots with wins. It's not it's not a situation where if you lose one game, you're done. It's a whole body of work throughout the course of the whole season, and a lot of people don't understand that. You know, the percentages of your winning percentage change, your opponent's strength of schedule change, all those kind of things will be tweaked by who you're playing and who you beat or who you lose. So there's quite a bit of criteria, Dirk, that goes into it, and those numbers will change, you know, a little bit every game, some for the positive, some for the negative. And the thing that we felt confident about, meaning our coaching staff, was when we lost that quarterfinal game, Lewis lost a quarterfinal game, who was lower than us in the rankings, and Southern Indiana had lost to a team that was under 500 in the tournament, that because they have a 16-team tournament instead of a 18 yeah. tournament, so or a 12-team, I'm sorry, and you know, it makes a huge difference. So we thought that those two schools below us, and we thought the scariest thing, Dirk, of the whole thing was if the at large and Drury ended up getting an at large bid or an automatic qualifying, and Walsh could have, because Walsh beat us. That was the scary thing. If there had been two of those, I think, as it turns out, we may not have been in trouble because we ended up six. But that's the scary thing with that. But when I say automatic qualifier, I mean the team that wins the tournament, you know, the conference tournament, gets an automatic bid into the national tournament.
Coach, look, just watching that video and being there at the in the selection show watch party, you know, just to see the relief on Ben Stelzer's face, you know, he puts his hands on his head and just like, oh, you know, relief that he gets a chance to play one more game, and, you know, maybe one more game and maybe six more games, but obviously he's happy that he gets to go out in the NCAA tournament.
You know, competitors like Ben don't ever want it to end, and you know, he was nervous, and of course all I could say in our meetings that day, because we did practice, was, you know, you guys, we don't know if, you know, if the numbers hold true, we got a chance. And of course until it was called, you know, he was, you know, I looked around and there was a couple guys that were really uptight, you know, of course including myself, but you know, because I didn't know 100% sure, but I felt confident. It's a fine line, but competitors like Ben, you know, you can't feel any better for a kid like that, and some of the other guys too, don't get me wrong, but he has thrown his heart and soul and into this program for the last, you know, 4 years, and he just doesn't want it to end, and that's the kind of guy you want to go to battle with.